This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The plot thickens here at 75 and Fitzhugh as we got our eye on the entire world of sports. The Lakers got sold. Breaking news just over an hour ago. So big hedge fund money coming in. Going to try to buy up championships for the Lakers like they've been doing for the Dodgers. Same group. Here's the Chief with some sports.
Yes, sir. Okay, plenty to get to here in the finest. But first, we throw it over to the crustiest scout in the world with a little 411 on a brand new Cowboy.
Yeah, thank you very much. I reached out to somebody in the front office to get a report. I was interested in the Robert Rochelle one as a player, and what I was told was this guy is really a long, athletic corner who can really, really run. And the special teams experience is really, really good with him, and he's a guy that has the traits that they were looking for as that depth corner. So this kind of fits into the things that they've been trying to do with their secondary, especially the corner spot, long, rangy guys that have the ability to run. That's something that I think that when you ask Matt Eberflus and Overstreet and those guys over there, you know, what they're looking for at corners, this is how they evaluated this guy. So we'll see. I'm going to try and take a peek at him, maybe have a report. We're not working tomorrow, right? We're off tomorrow.
Yeah, we're off tomorrow.
Right. I got midday with Carter.
Yeah, so check out Wolchuk from the ballpark.
10-to-1, we'll be partying out
Friday,
there.
Friday, I'll have scouting reports for you on these particular players.
A big interception guy. He led his team in picks in 18 and 19 in college, so maybe we can channel that ball hawk.
Let's channel it, dude.
Let's channel it, dude.
That's exciting. All three phases, right, Broadus? That's what this is all about.
And is the year you said he was drafted again. So
2021, fourth round pick of the Rams.
I was just looking to see if I went back in my draft notes. Oh, I got the hiccups all of a sudden.
Yeah, because like Friday, I think it was when you were out, I tried to do my own little scouts on this guy. And Dane had him as like his 98th player in the beast that year. So I did a little watching of him. And I mean, he's exactly as you described there. He just hasn't had a ton of playing time starting.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a thumbnail what they thought of him. So we'll do some more digging on him. I'm just trying to see right here. Oh, I do have him from Central Arkansas.
Central Arkansas, yes, sir.
Physically a good looking player, is an exceptional athlete, outstanding time speed of 4.41 with a 43-inch vertical jump. I've seen videos where he's done box jumps and you can see the explosiveness. He does a good job of playing press and getting his hands on man, as well as he runs times wise. There are snaps where he needs to get his hands on his man. He's very competitive. He doesn't back down from a challenge. Will go right at his man. It makes a contested ball situation if you can. Has really good ball skills overall. Will put himself in position to get his hands on guys. He can finish plays. Saw some good tackling, others where he went low and bounced off. He's had a chance to attend the Senior Bowl and did a nice job. Game practice didn't appear too big for him. Plays with a chip on his shoulder. One of those players that wasn't highly recruited. He came to Central Arkansas as a wide receiver and changed position to corner. Hmm. And he's filled out as a player while at Central Arkansas. That's what he was 6'1", 193
good
at the
size,
time.
Man.
So
and
that's
the arms
what I,
are long.
That's what I saw him at Central Arkansas. But I'll look at his pro tape and get you a little bit better view of that.
All right, let's play a little game called What Position Group is Matt Eberflus talking about with the Doomsday Pod?
Yeah, there's a lot of competition in there. I mean, there really is. We're pretty thick in there, thicker than most people think.
Thicker than most people think.
Edge.
Is he talking defensive tackle?
He's talking D tackle, man. He feels good about the thickness, and I think he's actually
talking himself into this.
We're thicker there than people. Look, Perrion Winfrey, who they just added, that's a thick boy.
Well, I don't even think he's going with the body types per se. I think he just feels about the...
You want to use the word thick?
The number of individuals in the position group to feel like we have enough guys here. We're thick from a depth chart standpoint, and we can get the job done.
Edge is where
I don't think he is believing a single word he's saying.
No,
there.
I don't
just
think
trying
he is.
To preach the confidence.
He is trying to talk. He's trying to will this thing is what he's trying to do right now. If he's told me, if you said edge, I would believe him. But I don't believe his defensive tackle. So is that
you feel like edge is probably the thickest position on the defense?
Yeah, I think they're probably, as we always like to say, they will put somebody on the street that's probably a pretty decent player off that edge group.
Speaking of thickness, let's go around the bodies real quick. We start with Travis Kelce alleging that he's lost 25 pounds this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, I'm not surprised. It had to be embarrassing if he looked at that tape of just, I mean, him in a post-game situation. He had like full, like retired man neck going on.
Yeah.
You know, it was just embarrassing. So if I was the Chiefs, I would have let him go as a result of that because I thought it was a clear sign he's done.
Yeah, the idea that you have 25 pounds to lose is pretty wild. But maybe we get a turn back the clock here from Travis Kelce.
Maybe.
25 lbs down.
You know, he's going to need a little something extra. Maybe some help from the pharmacist.
Okay. I don't want to throw any pharmaceutical allegations at anybody.
I'm getting confused with Dawson. I don't know when I need to use him and not to use him because we had one the other day where you said, he doesn't need to be.
As long as it's sports related, I think.
Yeah, I don't need to be using him.
He was just talking about like women, bulky women.
Yeah.
He draws the line at dating a bulky chick who's on steroids.
You're like bodybuilder chick. You were like, they don't need to be using that, right?
Well, I'm not going
to
be attracted. They can if they want. If they want to perform better, they should. You know, as a matter of fact, they should use steroids, especially if the league that they're competing in doesn't test that much. And if there's a payoff like in men's sports, you could not roid and have no career, or you could roid and make tens and tens of millions of dollars. It's an easy choice.
Have you guys seen the picture of Derrick Henry floating around?
No, is there another one?
Oh my god,
he's still looking fantastic.
Just look fat and out of shape.
No, dude, he
put on the weight.
He looks even better. If Derrick Henry could look any better than he has in years past, he's found a way to get it done.
Probably need to send that picture to Jerry and Steven and those cats.
Carter's got it up on the fan cam right now. Look at the tricep on that. If we just zoomed in, I'd say, what's the body part? If we played the what's the body part game, you'd say that's a thigh. You would say that's a thigh of a giant human being. That's just simply a tricep that you're looking at there.
Dang.
Look at that.
Maybe
dude.
He's going to go for over 2,000.
Maybe. Adam Sandler was like, hey, you go for 2K, then you can be in my next movie or whatever.
I think he could probably tricep extend what I'm
deadlifting.
Squatting.
Yeah,
I'm squatting for sure. He's tricep extending.
I think he's tricep extending every single exercise that you can do, adding up all the weight.
I think he's taken the bar that you're trying to do work with and put it around his waist with a chain and then do the tricep extension.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you couldn't. There's not enough money in the world that you could pay me to step in front of a moving Derrick Henry.
No.
We've proven that.
Look at that arm.
If we just go back, Bobby will find the video of you playing in a game.
Okay. Bleep
you. I think if I'm allowed to, like, rock back.
Oh, my ACL.
Oh, jeez. I just got my leg ripped off.
This guy jump over me? How did I break my knees?
Stupid kid. Cam McDaniel, I'll never forgive him for that.
Can I get in full pads and be allowed to like kind of absorb the hit? I don't want to run into him, you know, but yeah, if I could turtle and try to roll with it like a stunt man, I think I'd do it for 20 mil.
Would you? For 20 mil? That sounds good.
Yeah.
I think
that's the starting point.
You don't want to take like that on the thing straight on. I mean, would you turn to the side and just hope he just like wrecks one of your shoulders?
Really, yeah, maybe. Self-preservation.
I mean, would you get hurt like hitting the ground?
I think so. And honestly, you're trying to put your arms out.
You're not tackling him, right?
Elbows slightly bent and just kind of absorb all that with your hands as you go to the ground.
Wasn't Anthony Edwards said he could tackle Derrick Henry?
I think he did. He did say something about that. Because Anthony Edwards was like, dude, I don't even lift weights. If I lifted weights like a football player, then I could tackle anybody.
No.
But Derrick Henry, salute to him. He is in as good a shape as you could ever fathom for running back right there. Yeah. Looking bigger and better and more impressive than ever. okay, Shador Sanders, apparently, speeding ticket, Cleveland suburb of Strongsville, which is named after Derrick Henry. And he was driving 101.
He's the mayor of Strongsville.
Yeah, he is, dude. No, he's the president. He's the king. 101 and a 60 at 12:24 a.m. earlier this week for Shador Sanders. Just a little citation.
Is he a drinker?
Just a little slap. I have no idea. All I know is that he drove fast this one time.
No, I was just asking.
It's the first time he's ever.
We seen that before?
He's ever gotten a speeding ticket.
I'd say if he was doing a hundo and he was drinking, we would have heard about that.
Yeah, I don't think he's a drinker, dude.
No, no,
no, dad's not.
This is just him late at night, open just, road.
Yeah,
let me go ahead and test what this car's about.
Got the music going.
I don't know what car he was driving, but I would assume it was something that can get up there pretty good.
What's he, 101?
Yeah, 101 and a 60.
I'm going to say that he was not in a sports car. I'm saying he was probably in a Land Rover or something like that. I'm saying a SUV type of
Camry.
A thing.
I mean, I could hit 101 in my Honda Civic.
Dawson,
for all we know, he's going fuel efficient.
Dawson hit 101 in that van we were driving around
sure
there.
Did. Dude, I averaged over 100 in the Sierra from Texas to Oregon back-to-back summers. It was amazing.
You averaged?
Averaged, bro. Because you get out in Nevada, and you won't see anybody for 200 miles. And it's a straight desert road.
Man. Cruise control?
Been through the desert.
Cruise it right there on a hundo.
Yep.
Well,
I mean, 85 started to feel slow.
Yeah.
Well, once you get going to 100, I'll say 85.
Hey, Bros, can you drive? Yeah. Okay, I don't want to see you go 100 when you say that, all right?
Different set of circumstances.
Yeah. Zoom, zoom.
I'll be lucky to do half that in that situation.
If what I'm seeing is real, the new Madden 26 graphics are as good as anything that you'll ever see.
Very 4K.
They've leveled up, even just from last year. You have like side-by-sides of, there's like a screen grab of Jaden Daniels from last year's Madden to now the upcoming Madden, and it looks like a real game. I can't even get over how good these graphics are. And they're going to actually have the elements impacting games.
Ooh.
So, like, teams
like snow,
yeah, which you have, but
wind?
Now it's actually going to affect the players. So teams like Buffalo or Chicago or Green Bay or whatever that play in the cold frequently, they will perform better in the game than teams from warm weather climates. So like a Miami or a Jacksonville, they will experience heavier movement penalties in the game. So you'll be getting like false starts. If you're Miami and you're playing in Buffalo or whatever, vice versa, if you have a cold weather team playing in Miami, those guys are going to start to
lose energy.
Yeah, the cold weather teams will experience faster rates of fatigue when playing in the heat. They're trying to make this as realistic as possible.
When you guys play these games, you automatically play them in worse conditions you can.
No, you don't want to do the wind. I like the snow. I don't really like the rain. I definitely don't like the wind.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Does the wind actually have factor in the game?
Yeah, it does.
I thought it was just
good luck kicking a field goal in Madden in the wind, bro.
Well, really? I mean, good luck kicking a field goal in general with the way they've made the game play.
Unless you got butter.
Yeah, that's, dude, I mean, come on.
How hard is it to kick a field goal in those games? Is it like you have to wait for the thing to go, like, is there the old arrow thing?
It's different.
Left, right, left, right. Oh, I hit it. Oh, it's a little left. Is that what it is?
I would say you got to go through the tutorials, and it's going to take you 30 to 45 minutes to make, like, 65% of your kicks.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It sucks. Oh, so now you're good at this game, but you got this kicking short, and you're like, do I want to spend the half a day to actually be good at this? And the answer is no.
No, not when you have.
You'll spend an entire year playing that game, being frustrated that
you
can't kick extra
points. Could
you just
go for two all the time?
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go for two. I would. And I mean,
you're playing video games.
Yeah.
No punts. I'm always going for two.
Totally, dude. My buddies used to get so ticked at me.
Yeah,
I'm going for it on fourth down. What are you talking about? Why do I feel obligated
to punt?
You're on your own seven.
It's fourth and 27, dude. You're at your own 2-yard line. I don't care.
I'm going for it, bro.
I dare you to blitz.
Apparently, Aaron Rodgers' family reportedly does not believe that he actually got married this offseason.
He ball sacked us all, bro.
This might be another one of those immunized situations, man, where he's like,
he just put on a ring to joke everybody.
They asked him if it was a wedding ring.
Yeah,
okay, and he said yes.
Yeah.
But that was the extent of it. They asked him, how long have you had it?
Was it one of those black rubber band things?
3 months. Yeah, yes. Like the same type that I have, just the random
This cornball has a damn promise ring on like he's in the sixth grade.
Thinks he's married.
What a nerd.
All he's confirmed is that it is a say wedding ring, but he did not say anything about actually getting married.
Buddies. He got us again, dude. It's kind of funny.
He is a master troller.
He is, dude.
Yeah, he is.
I hate that guy.
His former teammate, Garrett Wilson, Jets wide receiver. This is as high of a tweet as you'll ever read. Oh. He just randomly tweets out last night, spelling the letter W doesn't actually have a W in it.
What?
Only letter in the alphabet spelt without using itself. Like if you try to spell, if you were trying to spell letters, I guess.
Like E to W?
That's weed. Like
it absolutely is. Nui, you're 100% right about that.
That's wild.
He just wouldn't have a U?
Just, if you're spelling, have a if W? You're spelling the word, if you're spelling the letter W as a word, you'll spell it D-O-U-B-L-E-Y-O-U. There's no W in that.
Good thing.
I don't know what he was sitting around and enjoying at the time, but that is as high of a tweet as I've ever seen someone make. Shout out to Garrett Wilson.
Do they have a deal where is there a site that kind of collects all the high tweets that people make?
It wouldn't shock me if
I bet there's a Twitter account that screen grabs it and just like punches them out.
The top 10 high tweets of all time.
Old takes exposed.
Yeah, I think there's a Hydeas Twitter account.
Hydeas.
Ah, I like this.
Yeah. We got some good sound, but we'll save that for maybe a little Football Friday action.
Sounds good, because we have the G-Bag of the Day right around the corner. We'll take a snapshot of the local headlines and how much of a missed opportunity was this for the Cowboys? That's coming up next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The nation. Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The top story across the world of sports today is the Lakers being sold. The Buss family, after 50 years, they bought it for $76 million. They sell it for $10 billion. And it's just, you know, the latest in, you know, the sales. Mark Cuban was one of them that suggests like private wealth isn't going to be something that is going to be able to keep up with the Joneses. We talked with George Sedona last hour, said it's just become an arms race. And are you willing to maybe risk losing money on a team and in your pursuit of a championship? And if you aren't, I don't think you're going to have much success as a team. And if you can succeed like that, you're going to create a massive windfall. So it's much more like a risk-reward investment situation And if you don't have very, very deep pockets like this dude that is essentially the owner of the Lakers now, you're looking at, what, a third of $1 trillion? He's into like the hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth where it's like him and Elon and only a couple of other people belong. So, you know, that's the kind of wealth that it's going to take to compete in pro sports. And I think that the difficulty might have just gotten significantly higher for the Mavs and anybody competing with the Lakers. They're going to take some time to make the trades that are going to allow them to build around LeBron and Luka. And LeBron might not be around by the time they get there. But once they get there, I think they're going to go deep into luxury tax territory and throw money at the roster in order to, you know, maintain a championship like the Warriors did for a while, like the Celtics did this year. Maybe they can just afford to do it year after year. Like, oh, we lost $150 million. That's fine. But we're going to chase championships 22 through 40 or whatever here. That's what I expect. They're going to try to become like a Real Madrid or Barcelona of the NBA, which the NBA has gone out of their way. The owners have to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement that makes that very, very tough, just like in baseball. But at some point, that difficulty is an opportunity. What other owners are not willing to do, I'm willing to do, losing hundreds of millions of dollars to bring a championship to this city and to create a legacy and a dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, and it's incredible. Jeffrey Lurie's doing it with the Eagles. I'll take away future wealth because, hey, how many mansions and ski boats do you really need? Right. And we're going to create a dynasty that my family's going to be responsible for. And that is, you know, a lot of these times these billionaires, they get to a point, they want to donate money to their university, name a building after me, name this part of the campus after me, that, because they're worried about being immortal and their legacy, right, as the end is approaching Walter White style. You can't do anything bigger in America than create a dynasty out of a championship as far as how your name is going to ring through the years and years and how people are going to look at you, especially if you're a big sports fan.
And especially for an organization like that, like the Lakers, the guy who created another dynasty for the Lakers, that's huge.
Yeah, it is. Okay, how much of a missed opportunity was this for the Cowboys not getting Jair Alexander? Is it base four up to six?
Yep.
Says ultimately he decided he wanted to go play with Lamar Jackson, his buddy from college. I mean, after this happened, the Cowboys announced that Robert Rochelle, I don't know if they were waiting to see if maybe Jair was going to take what they were willing to offer, but you know, if there were a lot of teams that could have had Jair Alexander, I believe, with this kind of a contract coming in. But what do you guys think? Is this missed opportunity for the Cowboys, or do you think its discretion was a positive here?
I think we'd all feel better about the corner situation if you said the Cowboys just signed Jair Alexander today. Yeah. I'd feel 10 times better about kind of where they're at with the uncertainty of when is Diggs going to be available. We're hearing Ravel is still on track to be good to go for camp, but he is a rookie. And Kyrie Elam's been crushing it in the OTAs and the mini camps, but he was available for trade because the Buffalo Bills didn't want him, and he really did not play good football there at all. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs just picked their way to yet another Super Bowl by going and targeting Kyrie Elam. So, like, I'm hopeful that he ends up being good. But, yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have signed Jair Alexander. I understand the apprehension. He's a guy that hasn't been available and hasn't played a lot of football. So it could end up being maybe he doesn't play much this year with Baltimore and the trend continues. But for $4 million, I'd have taken that gamble, unless they just kind of have a deal with Stephon Gilmore.
They were just worried about probably the health there.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's like, hey, why do we want to, you know, spend that money? And potentially we've talked about the guy has not been consistent. One thing he's been consistent is not being available for games, you know?
Yeah. So. And to be fair to the Cowboys, it seems like he left better, bigger opportunities financially on the table to play with Lamar Jackson and a team that could maybe go win the Super Bowl. So yeah. I don't think the Cowboys would have been able to sign him for what the Ravens did.
No. Yeah. You would have had to pay more.
Yeah.
It seems like if things were equal or somewhat close to what he wants to take the opportunity to play for the Ravens and with his buddy and the opportunity to be good. They you know, they have been agreeing with us. I think the Cowboys, when we've been talking about you need help at corner, you need help at defensive line, because they did both those things today. Not only Robert Rochelle, but they agreed to terms with the Oklahoma defensive tackle Perrion Winfrey. So that turns is yeah. that turned out to be the USFL guy, I guess, yes. they were looking
yes,
at?
Yes.
They were hinting around.
Stallion.
Okay. Yeah, a USFL stallion, and he's out of Oklahoma, right? He was a Sooner in his college days. And then, you mentioned Ravel. We have this Albert Breer audio. This is how the story got started this morning, and then we'll get Brian's update on it.
I mean, the draft itself was one of my favorites.
I really like their draft.
I think
who has a chance to be a real player. I think Tyler Booker brings like a nastiness and an edge to their offensive line that they were going to need with like losing Zach Martin. You know, I think like Will McClay and their scouting department doesn't get nearly enough credit for the job they've done. Because that's the thing with the Cowboys is like you look over the years, it's like when is talent ever really the issue? You know, like it's not. Have some teams that are more talented than others. You know, but. When has it ever been like, it's been 20 years since you said like, they just don't have the horses. It never seems like that's the problem.
Revel, I think, is going to be a beast. Like
he is really interesting. Really, really interesting. Now it doesn't always work out. I know it's the easy thing to do to sometimes pluck the injured guy who, and he had like a little bit of a setback, I think, with his knee, but I think he'll be okay. But yeah, he would have been, I mean, fighting to be the first corner taken. If he hadn't gotten hurt. So he's another one, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So everybody was wondering where to get this idea that Revel had a setback.
Yeah, ever since he's been with the team, they were behind a little bit because he was rehabbing in Dallas for his injury. And so he was doing that. Then they picked that up after he got drafted. And ever since then, I've heard nothing but positives about him, how willing he is to do everything that they ask him to do. And I don't know, was this a podcast that was today? Yes,
with Connor Orr.
Yesterday, a couple days ago?
I saw Brandon Laurie clipped it yesterday. I'm assuming that he got it. It was somewhat recent. Now, he might have just been reading draft notes. Like yeah, maybe this was during the draft process.
I asked people in the organization, I go, was there a setback with this player? And they said, absolutely not. He's been working. He's been running every day. He'll run tomorrow for us. But he's been more than willing to do everything we've asked him to do.
Well, I mean, the positive stuff in there is incredible. And yeah. Brian told us, you know, would have been a first-round pick. The talent is there. And I think that's really where the opportunity starts defensively is if Revel and Elam can be serviceable to good along with Deron Bland until you can, you know, get Diggs back. But still, that seems like a long shot. I think not getting Jaire Alexander is a missed opportunity. There's still other guys out there. And hopefully we can get to camp. And if there is a need, you know, I think there's still four veterans out there. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, though, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Boom, shakalak. Boom, shakalak. My bad. Step on your intellectual property like that.
Just finish it off.
TD Tuesday, shakalak.
There it is.
I don't know why I did that, fam. Hey, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, man, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is Lucius. And you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter and send all your hate mail there, too, okay? All right, our winner and champ, day two right here, is Mr. B-B-B-B-B-B Reasonable. Mr. B-B-B-B Reasonable. Sounds like he should be doing voiceovers in commercials. Someone was parked right in front of this man's garage. He doesn't know who it was, so he just started questioning the first person he seen.
I can't get into my garage.
Look, I cannot move
the... I can't get into my garage.
Property. I can't get into my garage.
Look, I cannot move the car.
Why not?
Because I just can't move it.
Why can't you move it?
I just can't move it.
Well, listen, the cops are going to come. They're going to ticket it. And you're going to get towed. So it's either one of the
I cannot move that car.
Well, only because you don't want to, because you're going to be a prick about it.
Hey, why did you have to call me a prick?
Well, because...
Hey.
Dude, why don't you just be reasonable? You know it isn't right.
I cannot.
Why not just do the right thing? No, yeah, you can. You just don't right really want to. You know, we're done here.
Hey, nah. I'm playing. That's not my car.
Jesus. Hey, man. You know what? You should be an actor.
You know what? You should be an actor. Yeah. And you should be doing voiceovers, sir.
Yeah, I'll do the voice.
Yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to get a punch, though.
Punched. Okay, fam. Let's go to the Texas Rangers radio broadcast. We take some shots at our opponents.
Osuna on deck, and the breaking ball is over to Adolis. It is nothing and one.
Pasquantino is a large man. There are a lot of large men in Kansas City uniforms today.
Yeah. Large men.
Large men.
A lot of large men out there in Kansas City. On that damn this. Barbecue.
not necessarily Travis, the base runner.
Travis Kelce had to get out of town to lose weight. Yeah. Went to Florida.
There it is.
I had some barbecue. What is that? The KC barbecue, I guess? St. Louis. I had the St. Louis ribs.
The ribs.
Oh, yeah.
The little, the messy kind of.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're really good. Yeah, they're good.
Cut
man.
Differently.
Yeah, okay. Is that what that is, too?
Yeah.
I had no idea, man. Yeah. Guy in my neighborhood, he has like a food truck.
Uh-huh.
And I catch him coming down the street on his way to go do what he has to go do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, meat man. And I pause. Go out there like, yeah, pause. Like he's the ice cream man. I go up there, give me a plate.
You hear the music?
Yeah.
What music does the barbecue man play?
I just hear that SUV coming down the street. I was like, I bet that's him.
Smell the smoke.
He's got the smoker on the back. Yeah, I catch him. I say, I got 20 for you, brother. Let me go and get a plate. All right, what else we got? Bam, bam, bam. Oh, Panthers win last night. Bullchuck sent this to me. Was it the second straight Stanley Cup for the Panthers? What part of Florida are they from?
Fort Lauderdale.
Sunrise.
Sunrise. Is that Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, it's the Fort Lauderdale area.
Fort Lickerdale. Well, let's go to local 10 news out there. They were at the bar called the Elbow Room celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they had a little too many pops.
It's grimy in there, bro.
You need elbow. That's
what I hear. I don't
know.
Off
like 8 a.m. this morning. Like, I don't think it closed.
No.
Really?
It stayed open.
It's got to be. Florida is crazy. Florida's a wild place.
It is.
How does this moment feel?
Honestly, back to back, it's overwhelming. It's amazing to see. I called it last year. I think we all called it last year. And the fact that we're back here at the Elbow Room just makes it even sweeter. They worked hard. They grinded, they made it happen. Amazing. Absolutely astounding.
It's like we all knew this would happen.
We all knew, but we didn't want to call it, but we kind of called it.
It's still so shocking, though. Like, what do you make of this moment?
To check around and find out. That's what I think.
Yeah. I like that. Okay, so back to back, the last team to do this was Tampa, and here we are. Like, did you think this was going to happen at Game 6?
I didn't think it was going to happen in Game 6, but I had to f*** my dog right after.
What?
Clearly, a lot of folks have been partying way too hard.
So random.
Yeah.
Just came out of left field with that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like Florida trying to be Eagles fans. I don't know exactly how to explain that.
I had to bleep my dog.
I don't think that would have made the final report.
Yeah, they put
they ran with it.
They
should I edit this
should
part out?
Cut it?
No.
Leave Florida it in there. Is wild, bro. I was thinking about that while the clip was playing. Antonio Brown shot his gun at somebody, right? They let him go home that night.
Mm-hmm.
They let you go home, first of all. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay, man, we want you for, murder?
Mm-hmm.
Attempted murder?
I guess, yeah.
Attempted murder. Here's what we want, though. A $10,000 fine, and we're going to put you on house arrest. We're still not going to put you in jail.
Wow.
Attempted murder. You get house arrest in Florida.
Wow.
$10,000.
I mean, I guess.
Like you're dumping a refrigerator on Harry Hines or something.
I guess they're taking innocent until proven guilty to an extreme.
Florida is wild.
Kind of respect it.
Florida is wild, bro. Let's see. Tonight. Is midweek service at your local church. Eric, you going to your midweek service?
Not doing the midweek. Sticking with that Sunday special.
Finally, God bless him. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes.
At least it's not the Saturday night special.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm trying to wonder why they're pranking a church like this. Is this Bobby Bell?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also, Brother Harry Dick Jones.
I think you realized what had happened. Like, you know what?
Powering through.
Just going to go with it.
Why'd they do him like that?
Man.
I have a very pure, wholesome mind. I don't see anything wrong with this.
Was the middle name Dick there, or was the last name simply Dick Jones?
You requested it, so we rewind.
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also, Brother Harry Dick Jones.
I think he might have improv the Jones when he realized what was happening.
Yeah, the Jones was not supposed to be in there. You're 100% correct.
It's crazy. Also, I have another clip for you. It's a combo situation to church because you stall. You dirty souls need to be saved. I'm telling you this right now.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Have you tasted him this week? Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor. Other neighbor, neighbor.
Have you tasted him this week?
Wow. I'm not talking about my husband like that. Getting a lot of trouble.
Pipe down, sir.
All righty. Is it our champ, the dispute about the parking spot in the vehicle? Troll. Expertly trolled, by the way. It's a good sense of humor. Rangers announcers having fun. Panthers win the Stanley Cup. Check around and find out. There was some dog abuse happening in there, I believe, as well. Or the church combo platter. Praying for Sister Mary Flanagan and... Harry Dick Jones, you know.
And
hey, when you say it like that,
shout out to Harry.
Big Harry Dick Jones.
What's he done?
Member of the congregation. Very respected, popular guy around here.
Not only it's full, it's just HIV.
And have you tasted him? That's that church combo platter.
Oh, my.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
Let me see here. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with our champ, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, I believe I am as well.
Lucius? Man, yeah, I'm riding with the church clips just to make it interesting here.
Wolchuk.
Johnson.
All righty. And Brian?
Is it 3-1 right now?
Was Johnson Jones?
I think it's 2-2.
Yeah, I'll go Johnson Jones on this one.
We're tied at 2, Brian.
Jones.
By a score of 3-2 in comeback fashion. Look at that. 3 in a row to get the win. Wow. Congrats to the G-Bag of the Day champ. If you ever miss this segment, you're wondering who the champ is, we run it back at 2:25. Plus, you can always go back with the Odyssey app or YouTube and go to any segment that you might have missed and catch the whole thing. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
All right, man, it's a hump day, butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
It'll
make you dance
to
some of everything.
Three-wheel motion. Oh!
Everybody get high.
I am here with the lovely...
Farrah Abraham. Hi, guys.
Now, Farrah, let me ask you a question. What is your favorite set experience that you've ever had?
I haven't had a set experience, so that's funny.
Oh, you haven't had a set experience?
Yeah,
on set.
I'm known for a celebrity sex tape. That's what I'm known for, so I'm not...
I'm an idiot, yes.
It's what? Okay.
Okay, so you're known for celebrity sex tape, okay. And, well, who is the celebrity?
I am. I think this is probably the worst f***ing interview I've ever done.
It's butt naked Wednesday.
Who's the celebrity? I am.
Shout out to Miss Farrah Abraham. This is LA Live for Wednesday, June 18th. 18th?
Here we go.
What is June? Why are you going by so fast, bro? Slow down. Why is this year just grooving like this?
Still feels like spring, thankfully.
It's going so fast, though, man.
It is.
June 18th, 2025. It is a butt-naked Wednesday here in LA Live. It goes fast until your ass is on that Stairmaster.
Yes. And then time crawls.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 6 minutes of your life.
5 minutes.
Yeah, especially when you get up to, like, level 5, 6 and above.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, my gosh. The time is crazy.
I don't know about that.
Oh, gosh. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today, and peace to the gods and earths out there. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. It is June. It is still Pride Month.
First of all, me being friends with Remo, I would assume you are, what's the opposite of homosexual?
Heterosexual.
I would assume his ass is a hemosexual. Uh-huh. And hit different. So if he was not a hemosexual.
You gotta say heterosexual.
Ahead of the sexual. So if he was ahead of the sexuals, bro.
He's ahead of the sexuals.
I'm going to assume that you ahead of the sexuals and bro ahead of the sexuals too. I'm already ahead of the sexuals. So I'm assuming everybody who hangs with me is ahead of the sexuals, bro.
We're ahead of the sexuals.
That's awesome. Фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству
компьютеров персональный спутник. Here we go. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a butt naked Wednesday. I got a question for the Tolos.
That's fun. This is Russia, like, grimy music. What are we getting into here, Lucius?
A little snap right here, okay, fam.
I'm into it.
You've heard this before, okay, a million times.
Got him.
What profession
should have known
are prone to power trips? Ooh. What professions are prone to power trips? This is a question that I asked the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. Fellas, you got any ideas?
Sports GMs.
Would you say, Broadus?
Musicians?
Musicians, yes. Yeah.
Head coaches?
Yeah.
Judges?
Yeah. Security guards. So that's the reason why I actually picked this one, because we did the judges yesterday, and you definitely have a particular thing about judges.
I'd just be more humble, you know?
Yeah, no, I can get it. I get it. What makes you think you can judge, huh?
Right?
All your decisions have been perfect?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe that's some sort of a mask for their insecurities about some of the calls they had to make over the years. I know they would haunt me.
Yeah. Tolo pointed out yesterday, the judge is mad at that girl for wearing a robe in Zoom court.
Yeah.
Tolo pointed out, he had a robe on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What the hell are you, sir? What's on under there?
What are you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
What professions are prone to power trips? I got answers like the assistant manager, not the manager himself, the assistant manager.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a head case. He's got a lot of organizational skills. But you don't trust him to be the actual boss.
But he's gunning for it.
But he's the boss. Yes. Yes.
And he'll let you know he's the assistant manager.
It's in a head case. What professions are prone to power trips? Nurses showed up on the list. That surprises me.
Yeah.
Nurses have power trips.
Nurses
same type of deal.
They go through a lot of categories, right? They're always in some.
They're always there. They're in every single category.
It's the good categories, the bad categories. Yeah. They're in them all.
Don't date a nurse.
Yeah.
If you need somebody, need a nurse. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. Power trip. Nurses. I don't know how. I wish you would explain it for me a little bit, but hey, that's the case right there. What professions are prone to power trips? Broadus, how about this one? Chefs.
Chefs for sure.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Oh, with their staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just constantly just yelling.
Yeah.
Belittling their staff. Yeah.
How about security guards?
100%. Yeah, they're frustrated. I get it. But, I mean, we paid a lot of money. I'm paying a lot of money to park here, and you're like, you know, getting really rude. You know, yelling.
Always
There's definitely a big difference between a parking security guard and just a security guard. And that parking guy is, oh my God.
That's a good clarification. Gosh. I mean, parking guy, he's having a hard time not understanding why people can't hear him. Their windows are up. You know, he's waving them one way. They don't get it. So then he gets impatient, starts yelling at you. You know, puts you in a bad mood as you're getting ready to get into your event. I'd pay those guys. I'd find the best ones with the best patience, and then I'd run them on like 45-minute shifts. I think they're just too taxed.
You might be right.
I kind of felt like the ones at stadiums. I always kind of felt like I was working with a team, like, you know, 365 days a year, you know, coming to this place.
You see me so many times. Now you want to give me a hard time,
and
bro,
now,
today?
And now I have to.
I'm fooling you today. I decided today.
Yeah.
Known you 100 years.
Yeah.
But today I'm going to fool you.
Yeah. It's all of a sudden you're just kind of like going, wait a minute, man. You come here 12 days a year. Yeah, you're working.
You can't enter here.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, yeah, it's your place of work, and they're like, hold on now.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah,
that's happened to me downstairs sometimes with new ones, new security guards. I'd be walking in with like that 18 pack of Coors Light. They're like, sir, we can't have any alcohol on the premises. I'm like, we're fine.
Yeah.
Sir, no, you need to. I'm going up to my job now. Yeah. Okay,
I'm gonna
step off.
Yeah, my man said security guards don't. The unarmed security guards are the worst. He said.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a Mitch Hedberg joke about security guards.
And a security guard came over and said, you're going to have to move. You're blocking the fire exit. As though if there was a fire, I wasn't going to run. If you're flammable and have legs, you are never blocking a fire exit.
What professions are prone to power trips? My man said, the postmaster. The postmaster at the, I guess...
Those customer service folks, they can get pretty barky with you.
They look pretty beat
down. He's the head of the mailman guys, though. Yeah. The postmaster's the head of it all.
Postmaster General?
Downhill.
Is that what that guy is?
Huh?
I'm just thinking, like, I always felt like the post people at the post office, when you went there, just they're really beat down. They're just like not very happy being there.
I think they got like the best job security.
And, they do.
And no chance for growth.
Yeah.
So they're just like, whatever, dude.
They got fantastic job security. They can give you a job. My dad brags that he knows a postmaster. Hey, boy, if you're ever looking for a job, I know the postmaster.
If you need one.
I remember you telling me that, Dad.
You know, like the DMV?
Yes!
Those people are miserable.
Yeah, it's a tough job, bro. I guess. Let me get this vibe. Hey. All right, what professions are prone to power trips? My man said football analyst slash scout for the Dallas Cowboys. morning show radio host.
Excuse me?
Yeah, those morning hosts, man, they get out of control.
Ornery.
Well, I mean, they sacrifice their whole lives for the entertainment.
Yeah.
Because you don't sleep all 8 hours at one time. You two here, three there. It's crazy, man.
I just kind of admire their day being done at 10.
Yeah.
You
age disproportionately.
And the day's not done because you got to prep for the next day later.
And your day is done again at like 7. You're half sleep, 7, 8. You're trying to stay with the family and eat dinner with the family and just woozy.
Man, I just kind of feel like, though, that to me, getting up at 5 o'clock and getting going and doing that and being done at 10 is there's something about that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, you go home and you're like, you kind of have the afternoon to do what you need to do, go play golf, go work out, go, you know, just kind of have a little bit of a life, right? But I guess it's hard, like, coming back in if you're a drinking guy. And then go do this.
If you try to do anything else other than prep for the show the next day, you're thrown out of whack.
I don't know.
I mean, if we get off at 9, we'd be cracking beers in the 8 o'clock hour, you know, when I did morning drive. So, like, by noon, you're in full party mode. And then 6, 7 o'clock comes around, everybody else is getting off work. And then, like, next thing you know, it's 10:30 and you're hammered. And you know you got to get up at 4, you know?
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's brutal. Jeez, and you do that like 5 times a week. And it'll catch up with you.
Now, when did you quit?
Yeah. You had it tapped out. His body tapped out. What professions are prone to power trips? My man said GM of the Mavericks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sports is just so rife with it with coaches, right? So if you have high ego coaches that have been the thing for over a century, you have to have a high ego GM or he's going to get run over.
Yeah. Stephen Jones. He'll pop off at you.
Yeah. That was great.
We're finished here, right? We're finished here? We're done?
I'm not going to answer any questions about what my dad makes me do anymore, okay, guys?
Oh, come on, bro. my man said the car business. Make a guy a manager, and then it goes to his head. What profession?
Chief? I never got the managerial status, so I can't
say
for
sure. Was that
true,
though?
It can happen. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Right. It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
What professions are prone to power trips? Sports radio hosts. And then he put, see you in Oxnard, sir.
Yeah, I hung up on Jared, too. I think somebody was texting about that.
Screw you, Jared.
Goodbye.
The person standing at the Walmart exit door. Let me see that receipt.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely get some surly ones.
Let me see that receipt.
I've always had good ones doing that. Just as long as you can come up with the receipt. You know, just say, here you go. Thank you.
Yeah. I got followed at the Tom Thumb the other day. Uh-oh. Just because I couldn't figure out what I wanted. So I started looking suspicious, I guess.
Profiling.
Yeah, that
weed, like, that weed.
Yeah. It was like, that fool, I'm going to follow him. What professions are prone to power trips? Airline ticket gate agent.
Dude, yes.
Yes. But they do hold your life in their hands.
And they know it.
They know that, hey, I can keep you from getting on this airplane right now.
You must approach them with complete humility. No attitude, and they can make things happen for you.
You take your hat off when you put it right here.
Oh, you have
when
to.
You talk to them, you put your hat over your heart when you talk to them. Ma'am, I've got 4 with me, and we're just trying to get to San Antonio.
That's exactly right.
Just trying to get home.
Ma'am, I mean, I've been traveling all day, and I would really appreciate any help you can give me here.
There you go.
And then the next thing you know, let me see what we could do. And you're sitting in seat 2A.
I walked up on one. I lost my boarding pass. You know, I'll lose my boarding pass at some point. And I walked up, and they're telling a story about how
at home.
Another one of the gate attendants got mad and claimed that a passenger was drunk just to win the argument.
Oh
that's
wow.
They're like, this person wasn't intoxicated at all, and Jenny like made it a big deal that she was drunk, and now she's over there pissed off that she can't get on her plane.
Oh no. Yeah.
That's brutal.
They can ruin your life. They really can. They can absolutely.
Yeah, this I got a clip right here. It's a classic clip. Dude loses his patience. the whole airline. I mean, everybody that's supposed to get on this plane lost their patience, but he decided to speak up for everybody. 18 hours they were at the airport, going from gate to gate to gate. Oh, the yeah. agent was just shuffling around, so he decided to speak up, bro.
There is plenty of reason for me to be upset right now. You wasted my whole f***ing day.
Oh, here we go.
All of our days. You totally f***ed us all over all day. What the f***?
I'm telling you, once he heard
that amen, bro.
Yeah, once he heard the other members of the group say the amen, it set him off. He was fine. He was fine. But when that guy goes, amen,
that's right, bro.
Then he went into like, all right, now the crowd's with me.
Yeah. I mean, there's like 200 people there. At least 20 people want to do that rant, and they're just waiting for the moment they're sparked or somebody else to do it.
That's right. He heard the amen. Amen. And that launched him.
They fired him all, dog.
And everybody knows without a doubt he is flying on, say it with me, Frontier Airlines. Yes.
There is plenty of reason for me to be upset right now. You wasted my whole f***ing day. All of our days. You totally f***ed us all over all day. What the f***?
He knew it.
If you go back to last March on my Twitter timeline, at Gavin Dawson, you will see very similar things being said in the social media.
That amen, bro.
That's
amen.
All it needed. That's all he needed.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, my God. What professions are prone to power trips? Radio personality named RJ Chompy. That's what one Tolo said. Doctors have a God complex. Damn!
Oh, yeah. You cannot even suggest that you might know what's wrong with you. Oh, no. Trust me, that's not it. We got to make sure, and that's going to cost you $2,500 to make sure it's not this other thing that there's a 1 in a million chance of it being.
Which prescriptions am I getting paid
for? I know
for?
This has happened to you twice in your life, and you know without a doubt that this is what it is, but I can't give you that until we spend $2,000. Thank you.
I caught my little doctor at the care now Googling stuff. I was like, man, I could have did that myself, bro. No. What are we doing? Yeah. What professions are prone to power trips? As Tolo said, wives.
Oh.
Hysterical. Yeah. Texas Rangers pregame hosts are prone to power trips.
Man, thank you. Baseless character assassinations.
Baseless character assassinations. That sounds like a mixtape of some sort. Professions that are prone to power trips. This is my number one answer right here. The HOA president.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. You're not even getting paid, son.
Not even getting, I love it.
Calm down, fam.
Yeah.
Leave my elephant ears by my door alone.
Yeah. It's his hobby.
Tell me I can have pots right there.
He loves it. I love ignoring him. You know,
I love ignoring
him. I imagine they're having meetings about me.
This guy won't pick up.
Over there at 3317. Yeah. Just something about him.
Hey, you got the weeds blinds? And the flower bed.
Yeah, the flower bed.
I think that tree's dead.
The bushes are too high. We need to be halfway about that window. You got to be halfway. If you catch somebody outside of your yard, like with a ruler or a measuring tape, bro, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're about to get some letters.
Power trip. Club promoters be power tripping, apparently.
Oh, the guys that do the ropes, right? The guys that let you in?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that security and the bouncers.
Yeah, the clipboard guy.
Yeah, the clipboard guy. The promoter's the one that says, I got a section for y'all, man. Yeah. Look, y'all up with a section. Yeah. Here, take my card.
Yeah.
You get 20% off or something like that.
Yeah.
What professions are prone to power trip? Making E4 in the military. Yes, a fact. The general of the G-Bag Nation, one Tolo said.
I try. You know, I try to be humble, but. Sometimes I fail.
Hard to be humble when you're stunting on that Jumbotron.
That's right.
Head football coaches, being the owner of Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Middle management, the DMV. Somebody said that one.
DMV.
TSA.
That
TSA. Yeah.
That's another
front
one.
Front man of bands. There you go, Broder.
Yep.
Front man of bands.
And those actors like
Bale.
Christian Bale. Somebody off. Like that on the set.
Yeah.
Directors probably have some of that.
Tom Cruise during the COVID time. About the masks and stuff like that. Remember that?
For just, you. Just talking to the darn photographer guy. Yeah.
Did we say referees yet?
Referees. Like, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Pause. I sounded a little too excited when I said that. That's why I had to clean it up. What professions are prone to power trips? DFW sports radio host.
Yeah.
The lead host of the morning show, 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, yeah. Tolo's be taking shots at us. Pastors.
Keep listening.
Pastors. IT professionals. Yeah, because they usually suck their teeth by the time they get to you.
They can't hide it.
Yeah. Go ahead, I didn't know, bro. How about you run this board for me, fam? Yeah. Watch me suck my teeth every time you make a mistake. Surgeons and electricians are known to power trip. That was a joke from Atolo when he said electricians are known to power
there
trip.
There we go. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I wanted to play this one, too. When we were talking about the TSA agents or the front gate. The gay couple from Florida.
Mm. Oh, the kids?
They fell up. The girls.
Yeah, he's like, the girls.
Do it for the girls.
Like, think of the girls.
Yeah, think of the girls.
Think of the girls.
The girls were two dogs that they had at the house.
What?
Yeah, those are two dogs that they had.
Oh, come on. I thought they were real.
No, I love it. I'll just hold on. He's yelling at the front gate agent.
Hello, everybody. Just American Airlines. It's over. Sorry. Here we go.
American Airlines, F this over.
Think of the girls.
Just American Airlines, F this over. Sorry. Here we go.
Here we go. I'm about to tear this place apart. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black on Friday. Yeah. No, I will be black tomorrow, too. Juneteenth, I guess.
You working tomorrow?
Got to stick to my roots. No. I decided this year I'm taking off all black holidays.
As you should.
Yeah, I wasn't here for MLK Day. I messed around and missed... X's birthday. Malcolm X. Yeah, I was going to take Malcolm X. So I'm taking every black holiday off.
There you go.
On my last year of the contract. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm out. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Coming up next, Woolchuck, we're talking baseball, right?
Yeah, we had some minor league tragedy. Primetime trade candidates and the midseason lineup rankings.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.